Today is Tuesday, April 9th, and you're listening to the Morning Announcements presented by Betches Media. I'm your host, Sammy Sage, and the Morning Announcements is your daily five-minute breakdown of the headlines that isn't afraid to take a side and roast the most consequential reality show there is, our government. This episode is brought to you by our partner, Quince. Imagine upgrading your wardrobe with luxury essentials at unbeatable prices. Well, now you can. Quince is here to transform the way you shop with a range of high-quality items priced within reach. You can really never go wrong with Quince, whether it's cashmere knits, everyday jewelry, or linen shorts that are perfect for summer. They have you set with all of the chic staples that you need. So it's time to indulge in affordable luxury. Go to quince.com/morning for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/morning to get free shipping and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/morning. As the six-month mark since Hamas's October 7th massacre has just passed, Israel announced that they will be withdrawing all but one army brigade from southern Gaza. Not in, like, a ceasefire way, though. The IDF said that they have completed their operations in Khan Yunis and are now pulling back to regroup and prepare for more future operations, specifically for the long-planned incursion into Rafah. Israel insists that it must invade the city in order to finish off Hamas's remaining brigades. However, most of Hamas's senior leadership is still alive, even as 33,000 Palestinians are not, and over 130 Israeli hostages are still being held. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu also gave remarks yesterday regarding the timing of the Rafah invasion, saying, quote, "It will happen, there is a date," though he did not reveal that date, even as Israeli mediators are currently in Egypt discussing a potential ceasefire and hostage exchange deal. President Biden announced another student loan forgiveness initiative yesterday, which will forgive unpaid interest for approximately 25 million Americans who now owe more on other loans than they had originally borrowed due to interest. Biden's strategy to make student loan forgiveness happen, after the Supreme Court struck down his initial plan, has essentially been to find specific mechanisms to forgive individuals' debt through other means. So in addition to the 25 million people whose interest payments will be canceled, the administration's new proposal will also forgive the debt of approximately 2 million borrowers who began repayment 20 or more years ago, as well as another 2 million people who would have qualified for existing federal programs but failed to enroll. Definitely one of the more generous initiatives to come out of our federal government. Also yesterday, the administration announced over $6 billion in funding from the Chips and Science Act in order to mass-produce semiconductor chips in Arizona, as opposed to abroad. This will be matched by a $65 billion investment from the Taiwan Semiconductor Manufacturing Company, which produces millions of chips for nearly all of our technology, including phones, cars, transportation, computers, healthcare, and military systems. In other words, chips are currently running your life. Now for a little Donald news. Yesterday, he commented that he thinks abortion should be left up to the states and said that he does not plan to pursue a national ban, adding, quote, "Do what's right for your family and do what's right for yourself." But then how is it up to the states? Anyway, Donald is set to go to trial in Manhattan next Monday on his campaign finance hush money charges, and he is doing everything he can to stop that from happening, including filing a lawsuit against the presiding judge Juan Marchand personally. His filing calls on an appeals court to delay the trial and challenge the gag order that was imposed on him last week to prevent him from attacking witnesses, prosecutors, and the judge's family. This move is unlikely to succeed, much like drinking bleach to cure COVID, but of course, Donald will try it anyway. For our final story today, a Supreme Court justice in Brazil has named Elon Musk as a target in an investigation into the dissemination of fake news and disinformation, as well as the obstruction of court orders and incitement. Specifically, he is accused of allowing a, quote, "digital militia" to spread defamatory comments and threats against Supreme Court justices in Brazil. Many of those accounts have since been blocked from the platform, and the justices' order warned against allowing them to be reactivated, or else the company would be liable for fines of $20,000 per day per account. On Elon's part, he has accused this particular justice of suppressing free speech in the past, though that really does depend on whose working definition of free speech we're going to use. Thank you for listening to the Morning Announcements presented by Betches Media, and thanks again to our sponsor, Quince. With Quince, you can upgrade your wardrobe with luxury essentials at unbeatable prices. Quince is here to transform the way you shop, with a range of high-quality items priced within reach. Now is the time to indulge in affordable luxury. Go to quince.com/morning for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/morning to get free shipping and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/morning. And until tomorrow, I'm Sammy Sage, and now you know what the fuck is going on.
Betches.